WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7 at 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Local law enforcement continues to investigate a traffic stop which resulted in an officer-involved shooting. At 12:30 this morning, a DPS trooper stopped a northbound Acura car on the feeder road in front of the Academy and Gander Mountain stores. During the stop, shots were fired at the trooper, who returned fire. The driver was taken into custody at the scene, but the passenger fled in the vehicle, crashing it a short distance later. With the assistance of a DPS helicopter, the passenger was located nearby and taken into custody. No one was injured during the incident, but the feeder road is still closed to traffic as the investigation continues. Horsehaven Estates residents can access Harvey Road by Appomattox. We will release details as we receive them this morning. At last night's Bryan ISD School Board meeting, members unanimously approved next year's school calendar, which starts on August 21st. That's one day earlier than school started last year. The earlier start comes after the board also gave final approval last night to Bryan ISD becoming a district of innovation that allows exemptions from some state regulations, including the calendar. The Robertson County Sheriff's Office reports telephone issues for about 6 hours last night. Some 911 calls and landline calls to dispatch were unable to go through. Arrangements were made for 911 calls to be transferred through Brazos County. The cause of the issue is still undetermined. Lines began working again around 2 a.m. A Bryan police officer conducting a traffic stop on Sunday night leads to the arrest of two men. According to the arrest report, 38-year-old Tony Hamilton of College Station and 37-year-old Cedric Williams of Bryan were in the vehicle with cold open beer cans. When the officer asked Williams to put his hands on the trunk, he started undressing, eventually exposing himself to motorists on North Earl Rudder Freeway. He was arrested for disorderly conduct. During a search of the vehicle, the officer found a digital scale, prompting him to ask Hamilton if he could search him. The officer found a clear baggie containing cocaine in his wallet, and Hamilton was arrested for possession. During a strip search at the jail, a small mouthwash bottle containing PCP was also found on Hamilton. A Bryan man was arrested on St. Patrick's Day for driving while intoxicated and later charged with retaliation after making several threats to police officers. 26-year-old Dylan Bartek of Bryan was seen striking a parked car in the Northgate parking garage on College Main. After being placed in the back seat of the police vehicle, Bartek threatened the arresting officer's family and used explicit language. Then, while being booked, he threatened a jailer that he was going to take a handgun to his face. And then he said he was going to use explosives to blow up both officers' homes. Statewide regulations, which do not include mandatory fingerprint background checks for drivers or complete vehicle inspections, appear to be in the cards for Uber and other companies like it. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner says when a trip to the airport may include passing through a half dozen jurisdictions, leaving regulations to cities doesn't make any sense.
Transportation is, by its very nature, a regional concern that crosses political boundaries as an essential characteristic.
Uber and Lyft pulled out of Austin over the fingerprint issue. The companies say it is costly for drivers, cumbersome, and unfair. MSC Opus fans now have one more chance to enjoy a show this season.
We've added a show called Step Africa, which is really about the roots of stepping and the African tradition of stepping.
Executive Director Ann Black says in addition to their performance on Tuesday, March 28th, Step Africa will also be doing outreach activities with some of the sororities and fraternities on campus. Tickets are free for Texas A&M students and $10 for the public. The show starts at 7:30. Visit mscopus.org for details. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7 at 63 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
Good morning, it's 712 Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. You're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, here's our weather for the second day of spring.
High pressure's moved into the central Gulf of Mexico. This will keep warm weather in place through Thursday. Clouds give way to sunshine today. It'll become breezy. High's going to reach 85 later today. Overnight, we're clear to start, but clouds increase through the overnight. Lows 60 to 65. Chance of a shower tomorrow morning, otherwise becoming partly sunny with a high of 80 to 85. We're partly sunny and breezy Thursday, and again 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the Aggie women's basketball team's loss to UCLA in the second round of the NCAA women's tournament last night. Meanwhile, we'll take a look forward to the A&M baseball team's game tonight against Rice on Olsen. And Tom Brady's jersey's been found, and now we can all finally get some sleep.
Woohoo!
All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wow. Now, I wonder if the, quote, value of that jersey has changed now that we found it.
Like it goes up.
Or down. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it might go down because before it was a hot commodity.
We didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
It's very, very strange. So now what are they going to do as far as security for media coming into locker rooms?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Check your bag before you leave the locker room after the game, I suppose.
I was reading something, too, that said that apparently this guy possibly had credentials as a media member but isn't actually a member of the media.
I thought he was like a former employee of a newspaper or a magazine or something.
And it was some sort of a scandal sheet anyhow.
Yeah. Right.
Was it real media? Yeah, exactly like us. Well,
no. Yeah. We're so legit.
You know. So speaking of sleep, clearly, most of us do lots of other things rather than sleep at a normal time, which is why a lot of us have trouble even getting 7 hours of sleep before the old alarm goes off.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do instead? A new survey found the four main reasons people prioritize over getting a good night's sleep. Number one, really?
Mm.
Number one, spending time with our family.
If family's my dog.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay, fine. 46% say that. And it is important. I'm just saying you don't necessarily do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you don't do it.
Or instead of sleep.
But that's probably not I think what they mean by that is that people are in the same house with their family.
Yeah. 43% say spending quality time with your significant other. 30% say watching TV or movies. And 30% says sending work emails.
Uh-huh.
Quote unquote work emails.
Survey also found that 82% of us
were lying.
Yeah. feel negative effects when we don't sleep enough.
Duh.
Yeah. Looking tired, being less productive, feeling unmotivated.
Talk to me Thursday morning.
I was going to say, you have a week ahead of you, don't you?
It's so cool.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's good to have the opportunity to do that. Don't want to do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. If you're going to have to do something that makes a change in your work or life situation, you basically want to know when it's over.
Yeah. Okay? Well, and it makes you appreciate. It makes me appreciate Bill Oliver. But it makes you appreciate just what other people do when, you know, that you're having to fill in for them or whatever.
You take up their mantle and carry it.
And it appreciates just you appreciate your job and what you do.
Absolutely.
More so.
Mm-hmm. And again, but what we like to know is, when is it going to be over? So, all right, in case you missed it yesterday, we just want to remind you, false hope syndrome is out there. It was found by folks at the University of Toronto. Basically, when hope meets reality, the commitment to change often collapses. That's why we fail.
Mm-hmm.
It's false hope. We thought it would be easier to fill in the blank than it really is. And then when we find out how difficult it is, you go, I don't think I want to do that.
That's tough.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I didn't think I was going to have to do something.
Yeah, really. All right. Oh, look here. Have you got any idea what the average tax refund is this year?
Mm.
And so you
people
find,
get a refund?
Yeah, I know. you get this number, and then you're going to go, well, wait a minute. What's the deal here? So they say that this year your average tax refund will be $2,840.
I hate whatever this is.
Wow.
Okay. Well, and here's the deal now. And again, that's $20 less than last year. But understand, it's your money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
True.
The government's been, quote, keeping it for you. Oh, wait, using it. So, all right, now you're going to get a check for $2,800, and you're going, wow, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, this isn't a bonus from the government. It's not some sort of windfall or anything. It's your money they took. They took too much.
Hello?
And they gave you some back.
Apropos of the loss of hope syndrome.
Yeah.
As soon as I discovered that there was no pony, I went ahead and gave up.
Yeah, I know. You quit looking through. He quit looking through the pile. I understand. No, and actually, in 2014, the average refund was just over $3,000.
Wow.
Now, here's the deal. If you're not getting that, think about it. There's somebody out there who's getting a really, really, really good refund.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's a good thing for that to not be a big check, because that means that you're getting that money in your paycheck,
mm-hmm.
okay, regularly, right? Just so you know, you get it all along, and maybe you can not have this giant wad of money at some point, but still, you can bank that and make money. I know, you don't want to hear that.
No, I got stuff I want to buy.
All right, just because you may not have something to complain about today, we're going to see if we can give you one more reason. The new trailer for the Wonder Woman movie has been released. And some have taken to social media to complain that Wonder Woman doesn't have any armpit hair.
Stop.
They say it presents an unrealistic portrayal of women.
Are you...
I'm just saying.
I haven't.
There it is, right there.
We haven't had a story that's hurt my head this bad in a long time.
What country are these people tweeting from?
Once again, it's everybody has a right to be offended. It's the default position now.
So we've got a made-up superhero,
right? And which we didn't like the way she dressed or whatever.
Right,
first.
But she's not portraying the real picture of women.
That is correct.
She can fly, that's fine, okay. But we need to give her armpit
that's
hair.
That's right. That she's got little power bracelets that deflect bullets and things like that. But,
I really want to get my hands on one of those lassos that can make people tell the truth.
Oh, you know? That's true. That
Since
too.
This is all real, then. Yeah.
All right, I'm just letting you. But, I mean,
that's disgusting.
That's what social media allows you to do, too. We can talk about the good things that social media does. Social media also allows people in the smallest percentile of the population to get front and center.
Yeah, you're right.
And then everybody piles on who wants to say, yeah, that's right, too.
It's kind of like what you were saying earlier about how, you know, the way that we intake information these days, it only takes one for everybody to think that's what's happening all over the place, as long as that one time gets reported.
Trending.
You know?
That's what trending is all about.
Yep.
You know,
Wonder Woman
five.
Armpit hair. That's what's trending out there.
That's a thing.
Jeez.
Yeah. Hey, so Fox News Channel has pulled legal analyst Andrew Napolitano off the air after disavowing his on-air claim that the British intelligence officials that he had talked to had helped former Obama folks spy on Donald Trump. He apparently made the report last week on Fox and Friends, saying that he had three intelligence sources who said Obama, quote, went outside the chain of command, end quote, to watch Trump and provoked international incident. So, basically, he's off the air until further notice. I don't know if he's getting a paycheck or not, but there you go. So Fox pulling the plug on the judge. He's the guy who combs his hair straight back. If you've ever seen him on there. So, okay. All right. This will make you feel better. 7:21. This will make you feel better. It's time to feel sorry for those groups of people who have it toughest in the world, super attractive people. According to a new study, good-looking people actually have worse relationships than folks who just look like us, okay? They're more likely to be disloyal to their significant other and more likely to see their relationships break up. So how could this be possible? The researchers think it could be because really good-looking people wind up with bigger egos.
Imagine
You're
that.
Kidding.
So when a relationship isn't going perfectly, they believe they are entitled to do something else, find something better, go do that. Now, that can be gifted attractively, or it can be gifted athletically. I guess it can be gifted in the business acumen, whatever. They happen to be talking about physical attractiveness, but anybody who is in a higher echelon of what, for whatever reason, again, whether it's athletic or whether it's your business performance or maybe intellectually, then why would it be any different for them?
Yeah.
They would think the same thing.
Attractiveness comes in many different forms.
Coming up in the next half hour, how much money would it take for you to live the rest of your life stress-free? How much money would it take for you to live stress-free?
So not much.
More than my tax return.
Yeah. So think about that. A waiter was fired from a Southern California restaurant after asking customers to prove they had legal residency before serving them.
Oh, wow.
Brenda Carrillo says that she and her friend got the question at the St. Mark restaurant in Huntington Beach, California. It was there that Brenda says the waiter later asked her and another friend to see their proof of residency. Woman complained to the manager and left. One later post on the account also mentioned the incident online. The restaurant says online that they have fired the waiter who did that. Kind of, what, took that on himself to, to do that? Okay. Study that they took of about 2,000 trips to 15 different fast food chains to find out which one had the fastest drive-through. Did we see who this was?
I bet I know who it is.
Okay, who do you think it is?
Chick-fil-A.
No.
Really?
Oh. And they do pretty well.
They do
so
very
fast.
Well, especially when they have, like, the little sauce pit stop before you even get to the window.
Oh, no, is that right? They have a sauce pit stop?
Oh, yeah, the location on Briarcrest. sometimes when they, especially during really busy hours, they have this, like, condiment, like, trailer
kiosk
that actually you pass before you get to the window. So then you don't even have to ask for ketchup or sauce. When you get to the window, you already have it, and they literally just hand you, and you've already paid because they have, like, the person take your order and pay right at the swipe. So
they've got the
it is,
pad.
Like, so fast.
Yeah, they've got, like an iPad out there, and they'll swipe. They'll do
they
all
do
that
stuff. At, like, everywhere.
That's great.
But, man, the sauce kiosk is awesome.
That is outstanding.
Yep.
When you think about that, because that means you've taken something and – again, they've got a line all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Oh, no matter what time of day.
Yeah. So they find a way to make it even more efficient.
Yeah.
That's thinking outside the box. That's,
and they're super nice,
too. Yeah, on top of everything else. All right, number five is McDonald's at 3 minutes and 28 seconds.
Okay.
Number four is Kentucky Fried Chicken at 3 minutes and 24 seconds. Number three is Burger King at 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Right at a minute is Dunkin' Donuts. And your average wait at Wendy's is 2 minutes and 49 seconds.
That's because nobody's there.
Well, it could be it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you care about accuracy.
There we go.
All right. The chain that is least likely to mess up your order is Carl's Jr. We don't have one of them here. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
There you go. 95%.
Because they're efficient.
That's
so they
right.
make less mistakes.
Yep. Hardee's, 93%. Then McDonald's and Taco Bell all within 90%. The least accurate would be your Panera Bread.
Oh.
Okay. And your gotta check the bag. And your slowest drive through, amazingly enough, would be the Big Green Coffee Monster.
Oh,
just say it.
Amazing.
Yes. Well, once again, well, it's so complicated.
Yep,
takes a while.
Use your mobile app.
If you're not using the app, then it takes you forever. Oh wait, no, was that a triple frappe? I'm not sure.
But if you are using the app, they've got no excuse.
Yeah.
So they're slow, and they probably get your order wrong most of the time.
And you get to pay a lot.
Yeah.
The Museum of the American GI Living History Weekend is this Saturday and Sunday. Gates open at 10. See military and living history displays both days with small arms weapons demonstrations, a Vietnam air assault, and World War II battle reenactment happening both days. They even have a junior GI zone. And find out how you can fly in a Huey helicopter and ride in a military vehicle. The Museum of the American GI, Highway 6, south of Santa's Wonderland. Find them on Facebook for full details. The Museum of the American GI Living History Weekend this Saturday and Sunday.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW 726. Here's our weather. It's sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to drilling bell-bottom piers, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 85 today with sunshine out there, about 63 for a low temperature tonight. Going to do the same thing tomorrow, maybe even a little bit warmer. The winds are going to lay down, though, for the next couple of days down at about 10 miles an hour. Then it gets gusty again on Thursday. Still be in the 80s. Then Friday, a 60% chance of rain during the day, a 40% chance of rain on Friday night. Sunshine returns on Saturday with a high temperature right about 80. Winds out of the south now at 7. 97% relative humidity, overcast skies at 63.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last month in Los Angeles, Sandra Duran was on her way home from church services when she had an unfortunate encounter with Estuardo Alvarado. The car that Alvarado was driving slammed into the 42-year-old mom at an intersection, killing her. He was drunk at the time. He was fleeing from another crash that he caused. Alvarado is no stranger to the law since 1998. He's been charged with over 20 felonies and misdemeanors. Those include weapons and drug charges. And he's been deported from the U.S. 5 times. Sandra Duran's fiancé says his life has been broken forever by her death. The couple has 2 kids. They were due to be married this fall. He says the system failed us. He also says people who are for sanctuary cities need to pay attention to what's going on. So we have these criminals that are roaming around the cities and we aren't being protected as American citizens. Well, Sandra Duran, sadly, is just the latest example of the lawless environment that liberal Democrats have foisted on us with their love of sanctuary cities, their warm embrace of illegal immigration, and their callous disregard for the safety and lives of American citizens. Sandra Duran, her fiancé, her kids, they're nothing more than pawns to liberal Democrats. Their lives have no meaning. To the left, the liberal agenda is all that matters.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. That's LifeLock.com/rush or call 1-800-440-4833 and use the promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byanski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Local law enforcement continues to investigate an officer-involved shooting that occurred early this morning on Horsehaven Lane in between the Academy and Gander Mountain stores. During a traffic stop, shots were fired at the DPS trooper, and he returned fire. The driver was taken into custody at the scene, and the passenger fled from the location in the vehicle, crashing a short distance later. The passenger was located in a marshy area nearby with the assistance of a DPS helicopter and taken into custody. No injuries were reported, but the scene is still under investigation. Bryan ISD students will start the 2017-18 school year one day earlier than last year. That's after the school board at last night's meeting approved the calendar, which starts on August 21st. This was made possible after the board also gave final approval to Bryan ISD becoming a district of innovation, which allows the opportunity to build flexibility into their operation and planning process, including certain exemptions from some state regulations. State law says districts cannot start the school year until the fourth Monday of August, but the DOI plan allows Bryan to start one week earlier. A link to the entire DOI plan is online at bryanisd.org. College Station police were called to the Northgate parking garage on St. Patrick's Day after a city parking officer witnessed a driver hit a parked car in an attempt to leave the garage. On arrival, a CSPD officer arrested 26-year-old Dylan Bartek of Bryan for driving while intoxicated. While being placed in the rear of the police vehicle, Bartek threatened the officer's family and used explicit language. At the jail, while being booked, he threatened another officer, stating he was going to take a gun to his face. He also stated he was going to use explosives to blow up both officers' homes and make their lives awful. What started as a traffic stop for speeding resulted in two men getting arrested and one of them stripping naked during his arrest. Sunday night around 8:30, a Bryan police officer pulled over a vehicle on East Martin Luther King Jr. Street for going 41 in a 30. According to the arrest report, two men were in the car with cold open beer cans when the passenger, 37-year-old Cedric Williams of Bryan, was asked to put his hands on the trunk during a search. He stripped off his clothes, exposing himself to motorists on the freeway. He was arrested for disorderly conduct. During the search of the driver, 38-year-old Tony Hamilton of College Station, a plastic baggie of cocaine was found, and he was arrested for possession. Then later at the jail during a strip search, officers also found a small mouthwash bottle containing PCP. According to online jail records, this is Hamilton's 20th arrest and Williams's 19th. The legislature is moving to establish statewide regulations for transportation network companies like Uber. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner says when transportation is involved, it's more efficient to have one set of regulations for the whole state.
Most TNCs in Texas are currently governed by a confusing and inconsistent patchwork of local municipal regulations that vary substantially from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
An Uber representative said the company would support a single statewide regulation as long as it doesn't include mandatory fingerprint background checks, which prompted ride-sharing companies to move out of Austin. MSC Opus has added one more show before the end of this season. Executive Director Ann Black says Step Africa is the first professional dance company dedicated to the tradition of stepping. She says the show is open to the public, but they really wanted to gear it towards the students.
A couple of the people in the company are Texas A&M former students that were involved in these sororities and fraternities when they were in school here. In fact, the founder of Step Africa is a former student. So we're very excited about the homecoming element of this.
Black says the night before their performance, Step Africa will be doing workshops with some Step groups on campus. The public show is Tuesday, March 28th at 7:30. Texas A&M students get in free. You can purchase your tickets online at mscopus.org. And for 6 hours last night, the Robertson County Sheriff's Office was unable to receive some 911 calls and landline calls to dispatch. Arrangements were made for 911 calls to be transferred through Brazos County. No emergencies were reported because of the issue, which is still undetermined. Lines began working again around 2 a.m. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 63 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great, too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Good morning. It's 7:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in the Brazos Valley. Checking weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure's moved into the central Gulf of Mexico. This will keep warm weather in place through Thursday. Clouds give way to sunshine today. It'll become breezy. High's going to reach 85 later today. Overnight, we're clear to start, but clouds increase through the overnight. Lows 60 to 65. Chance of a shower tomorrow morning, otherwise becoming partly sunny with a high of 80 to 85. We're partly sunny and breezy Thursday, and again 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team fell to UCLA in the second round of the NCAA women's tournament last night. We'll take a look at that as well as some of the other games that took place in the tournament. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team gets set to face Rice tonight, and James Harden propelled the Rockets to a last-second win over the Nuggets last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Our latest edition of Parenting 101 coming up before the top of the hour, I think. Just, you know, to let you know everything you're doing wrong as a parent.
Of course.
Perfect.
To help you become the perfect parent. So we'll do that.
I did see on Twitter that the feeder road is expected to be open by 8 a.m.
Actually, Kevin just came in and said it was.
I know, but I don't know where Kevin's getting that. Because
you're right.
He told me, KBTX, he said KBTX reported that it was open, but KBTX tweeted that it is to open by 8 a.m.
All right.
So...
if somebody's over there, how would they get in touch with us?
Yeah. Oh, if you're over there, you can call or text us at 979-695-1620. And I will be reaching out to DPS as well just to get that verified. But right, just FYI, there are probably still units in the area because it sounded like they still wanted to investigate the actual lane or Horsehaven Lane. So...
North is rolling at about 30 miles an hour right now outside my window.
All right.
Just letting you know. So if you got another way to get to where you need to be, go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. Hey there.
Yeah, Farm Boy Roy just drove by there. All the highway patrol in the world are there, but the road's open.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roy. Our boy Roy. Queen Elizabeth II was, when she was just a princess way back in 1945, she joined the British military and learned to be a mechanic. Think about that. The Queen of England knows how to change an oil filter.
All right.
No,
she's
not
so
bad.
Impressive.
Really. So do you know anybody named Jessica? Know anybody named Jessica?
Yeah.
Probably a few, yeah.
Name was invented by Shakespeare.
Really?
In The Merchant of Venice.
There. First time it's ever been used, huh?
Yep, that's what they say. All right, so before a hurricane, the top two selling items at Walmart?
Water.
Pop-Tarts and beer.
Pop-Tarts
and beer?
That's
what it says.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess you got to have your priorities
so
straight.
So I played in yesterday's afternoon newscast, if anyone happened to be listening. I played a story from our friend Mike Rogers over at TSN. He does a little bit of, you know, the other side of the news.
Yeah, yeah.
He did a story about this man who is only drinking beer during Lent. Beer and water.
Wow.
Yes. And okay, his beer has enough, I guess, nutritional value to sustain him.
Wow.
But for the last 3 weeks, he's done nothing but have like one or two beers for dinner time. And then he's like fasting, completely fasting the rest of the time. I don't understand.
I can't imagine his body's okay with that.
No.
Don't
he
be
said
doing
there's
this.
it's you know, obviously a heavy beer. They some kind
okay,
of like German
fine.
Beer. And he said there's some protein from like the oats in
okay.
it. And then he's got, you know, the sugars and whatever else. But it does not seem like enough.
And what is he going to do when Lent is over? What's the first thing he's going to eat?
Whatever he eats, it's coming right back
oh,
up.
Oh, man, I can't imagine.
His stomach's just not going to be,
cannot
yeah.
imagine. Well,
absolutely
maybe
crazy.
Maybe he'll go with the Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, there you go. Go to Walmart and get you some Pop-Tarts.
Sure, that'd probably work. All right, so the average U.S. American household, you can get 189 TV channels, okay? We watch just 17 of them. In fact, it seems like 17 channels is about our limit. Almost a decade ago, when the typical household family could get 129 channels, 60 fewer than today, they were still watching just 17.
Huh.
So apparently, 17 is the number that we'll...
That's our max intake.
I suppose so. Well, I mean, but now, because we, you know, do recording stuff on our DVR... We're not even watching those, are we? Is that really right?
Channel-wise, I was thinking,
watching those.
Does Netflix count as a channel?
Yeah, oh, sure.
You know?
That's probably right. 744, okay, so pretend that you hit the lottery for $1 million.
All right.
Would that be enough to live the rest of your life basically stress-free? Survey in Australia. Most people don't think winning nearly $1 million would cover it.
I do.
24% of them said an $800,000 jackpot would be enough to totally change their life. 17% said they would need $6 million. Really? And 30% said they would need $8 million.
To totally change your life?
To live the rest of their life and not worry about money anymore.
Like $100 would totally change my life.
Right?
33% said the best thing about winning a big jackpot would be getting out of debt and being financially secure.
Sure.
22% said being able to help friends and family would be the best part. 14% said it would be having the freedom to do whatever they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably not even being rich, just having enough disposable income. That's all money does is it buys you options.
I mean,
we know about happiness. Of course, I don't know. With enough money, maybe you'd think that happiness thing would work. Speaking of enough money, you know who Sean Connery is, right?
Of course.
Okay. Had the chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of Rings movie.
Oh, yeah.
Turned it down because he didn't understand the scripts.
Okay? Oh.
Did not understand the scripts.
I mean, he's probably made enough money in his life that it wasn't that big a deal.
But the deal is that as an enticement, they offered him some back-end money on that. It would have been worth $450 million.
Whew.
Yeah, I know. That's all right.
Man.
Well, I mean, he's still doing okay.
Yeah.
Okay, traffic on the freeway is now at about 15 miles an hour.
Oh, so it's slowed down.
Or it's less. Oh, wait, no, that person's not paying attention, so it's stopped right there.
Are they texting?
Yeah, probably so. No, we are. We're backing up bumper to bumper now on both lanes.
Yikes.
Northbound.
Northbound, so,
yep,
okay.
If you can stay off of that, probably be a good idea right
live
now.
Live Sky Eye update.
Yeah.
Holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I can't tell you how excited I was the day my older son, Trent, told me he wanted to try out for his high school's football team. As a former high school quarterback, I had always had dreams of Trent playing in the big league someday. The trouble was, Trent's budding football career, it never really took off the way I'd hoped. He played on the B team and did a great job following the coach's directions, but he just didn't seem to have the sort of football instincts that a player needs to do well. And you know what? That's okay. I'm proud of him. I admire his willingness to try something new. He can take strong character like that into any area of his life. I've also learned to appreciate Trent's analytical mind and his interest in science. Those are God-given abilities he enjoys. Plus, he's learning and growing. Aren't those things more important than expecting him to be a square peg in a round hole? Even though he probably won't turn into a football star, I want Trent to thrive. And the most natural way for that to happen is to allow him to pursue his own dreams and interests, whatever they may be. Sometimes not getting what we want for our kids can be a blessing. Trent's football experience has reminded me that we parents must hold our dreams for our kids with an open hand. Our children are each unique. They have their own interests. We can influence them with our passion, but they'll need to discover their own passion. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, from the start.
Acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Your grandma probably told you, you are what you eat. But it's hard to eat right. So to supplement, you take those chemistry set vitamins. Instead, you could get something natural that actually is good for you, like Texas Superfood.
Pineapple
oranges, sweet potatoes,
papaya, parsley, peach.
Hi, I'm Dennis Black in Dallas, Texas. Texas Superfood is 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. In a capsule or a powder, you can see them all at TexasSuperfood.com.
I feel great. I look great. Sex drive's better. Everything's better.
Pharmacists, doctors, and nurses all recommend Texas Superfood.
Since I've been on Superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
To order, go to TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. It's TexasSuperfood.com and the number 877-55-TEXAS.
Black politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there's nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, in the second round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament,
this will be the dribble out. 75-43, that'll be the final score. UCLA, congratulations to them. Well-deserved win. They'll go on to Bridgeport to take on UConn.
The fifth-seeded A&M women's basketball team fell 75-43 to UCLA yesterday. Kyla Hilsman, Danny Williams, and Curtis Knox each had 10 points to co-lead the Aggies. Williams finished the season with 563 points, which ties the Texas A&M sophomore scoring record set by Courtney Walker in 2014. Knox also finished the season with 8.9 assists per game, which leads the nation. Knox set the Texas A&M and Southeastern Conference single-season records with 304 assists. The Aggies conclude their season at 22-12, having made their 12th straight NCAA tournament appearance. Elsewhere in the NCAA women's basketball tournament, Baylor made it to the Sweet 16. TSN's David Burrell has more.
Again, Baylor's Lady Bears used the home court advantage of the Farrell Center to ease their way into the Sweet 16 of the women's NCAA tournament.
Thomas for three, short rebound, Jones. Jones passing it into Prince in front of everybody. Left-handed layup is good.
Oh, Prince just also found that second, third, and fourth gear.
Rick May and Lori Fogelman on the Baylor IMG Sports Network. Alexis Prince and Nina Davis each scored 16 as the Lady Bears rolled over California 86-46 to reach the Sweet 16 for the ninth straight year. Davis said it was difficult but exciting to play her final home game.
It's a bittersweet thing. We wanted to just leave our mark here. Of course, you want to give the fans an exciting thing, and just wanted my last game here to be a good one.
Next up for 32-3, Baylor will be Louisville on Friday in Oklahoma City. David Burrell, TSN Sports.
In other games, undefeated UConn bested Syracuse 94-64 in a second-round rematch of last year's national championship game. Stanford routed Kansas State 69-48 to advance to the Cardinals' 10th straight Sweet 16, and Oregon earned its first Sweet 16 berth by upsetting Duke 74-65. In A&M baseball, the number 23 Aggies renew their current longest active rivalry tonight as they welcome the Rice Owls to Olsen Field. Texas A&M will send Corbin Martin to the mound for his first start of the season. The junior Northpaw is 2-2 on the year out of the bullpen. First pitch is slated for 6 p.m. and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, well, we mentioned it a little bit earlier, but Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey's been found in Mexico 6 weeks after it vanished from the Patriots' locker room, but the mystery isn't quite over. The NFL said the jersey was found in, quote, possession of a credentialed member of the international media, and authorities were investigating yesterday whether a former Mexican tabloid newspaper executive played a role in the theft. Sources connected to the investigation also said two Patriots jerseys and one Broncos helmet were recovered in Mexico. The helmet is likely that of Von Miller. Miller's cleats also went MIA after Super Bowl 50, but so far, no cleats have been recovered. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have re-signed backup quarterback Kellen Moore. Moore had been expected to back up Tony Romo last year, but missed the entire season after breaking his right ankle. Instead, rookie Dak Prescott took over for Romo and helped lead the Cowboys to the NFC East title. In the NBA,
James Harden gets the rebound. 6 seconds left.
James Harden drove the length of the floor for a layup with 2.4 seconds left to lift the Houston Rockets over the Denver Nuggets 125-124 last night. Harden had 39 points, 11 assists, and was just 3 rebounds shy of his 20th triple-double of the season. And out on the ice, Kari Lehtinen made 30 saves for his 36th career shutout and second this season as the Dallas Stars edged the San Jose Sharks 1-0 last night. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Ah, gotcha. Well, now's the time to get the perfect Toyota just for you. And choose from low APR financing and great lease offers through April 3rd.
Does that apply to Camry?
Yes, and lots of other popular models like RAV4, Prius, Corolla.
Wow!
Tundra.
Tundra? Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Tundra?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys!
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota. Let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, the traffic there on the northbound lanes going about 5 miles an hour or less. And the, also on the access road, too.
Getting worse and worse.
All right, here we go. Parenting 101.
Parents today parent differently than before. Richard Watts, author of the book Entitlemania. What happened?
At some point, the baby boom generation, which is our generation, decided that our parents were not really spending enough time with us. They were not going to our football games. They were kind of letting us live our own lives. And somewhere they made the decision that it was not going to happen to their kids. They were going to be these incredibly loving parents, and love translated to attention and attention to dominating. And all of a sudden, you've got kids that are basically friends and best friends with their parents. Consequences are that they really never gain their own personal life experience. Much of what you gain in terms of knowledge and appreciation and success stems from failure. And if somebody's taking away or stealing or robbing you of your opportunity to really hit barriers, you really never get to identify what it is you like and what you don't like.
There you go. So introduce them to failure. Now, here he goes. He kind of gets out on a limb here a little bit a little too far out, I think.
Richard believes a good parent is willing to make the following statement to their child.
I do not want to be your friend. I choose to be your parent. And as a parent, I'm going to have to do things you're not going to like, and I don't care. But I'm going to do it because I love you, and I want to equip you for the days ahead.
But I'm not your friend.
Yeah. Don't say that.
I mean, you can still say you're their friend. You're just a different kind of friend.
And it's okay to change all those rules, clearly, when they get older. Transactional analysis tells us how you can be adult to adult at that time. But he's talking about, I think, probably younger kids.
Yeah.
So there you are. There's your help this morning, like you needed that. I know, you're stopped in traffic and you're going, I'm not supposed to do this. I live in Bryan College Station. I'm sorry, it'll be cleared up soon, I'm sure. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.